craft beer everywhere. People drinking macro beer like they just don't care. Can't take the smell, can't take the taste. Gotta drink local just to save some face.
Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
You're listening to the Beer Coasters Podcast, the number one self-absorbed beer show from coast to coast and every once in a while in between.
Hey, I'm Dylan, brewer at Cape Ann Brewery, and you're listening to the Beer Coasters.
My name is Charles Finkel, and I'm the founder and the president of the Pike Brewing Company here in Seattle. I'm glad to be on the Beer Coasters.
Blah, 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 I'm up a beer, damn it!
Hello, and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, Season 5.
A weekly
podcast dedicated to bring you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast, and every once in a while... this week included in between. I'm your host this week. This is Chris in Dallas, Texas. And
what?
Joining me is...
Mike.
Anybody?
Mike from maybe? Boston, Massachusetts.
Come on.
I did that order.
One. I was on.
See, because wow. I see a number of people here, and I figured it was going to be in order. And I was kind of last. You know,
I thought it was going from wherever it's who's hosting it, going all the way to the east and then back around to the west, and then
so it is.
So that's how it is, and I'm the next person in line. I'm
Five
Crazy
years
Dave
later.
From Temecula, California.
And this is Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Sweet.
And we have our special guest sitting in with us.
I think he's a silent guest.
Yeah, no mention of the guest.
Stalker.
Well, no, they're going to see him on the Google chat.
No.
Yeah.
Shush.
But
there's nothing.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Okay. There's nothing.
There's nothing.
That's right. A figment.
So what are we doing, Chris? What are we just gonna sit around and
just gonna hang out and
so no
look at the camera?
Look at me.
I'm on YouTube.
A new season, and so we're going for season 5. We're doing beers with the name or with the number 5 in them, or at least some of us are. There's just a new season approach to this episode, so it was kind of a, you know, whatever you feel like.
Nice doing. Notes, Dave.
I shouldn't say that on Google, huh? So, for our fermentation conversation this week, the New Albion Brewing Ale from Sam Adams with New Albion Brewing collaboration. Mike, what are you trying?
Well, I'm not trying the New Albion. I you know, of course... the one guy who should be able to get it, no problem, wasn't able to find it this week. But for my tasting flight, I'm going to try Mayflower Brewing Company's 5th Anniversary Ale. And that's a very limited release, and it's to select areas of New England. So this is definitely representing the East Coast this week.
And Crazy Dave is some sort of robot cheese going on.
No, that's Johnny Five.
Yeah, Johnny Five.
Oh, Johnny!
You guys are the movie geeks. Like you don't know Johnny Five. He's got like the tracks and
that
the laser.
Been good.
Yeah,
we should have done that this week.
Jeez, yeah.
Johnny Five alive.
Number. Oh my gosh, number Johnny Five.
And so, Dave, what are you trying this week?
Well, I'm going to be trying a beer. I think that I may have drank before on the show, but we'll do it anyways. It's the. Oh wait, no. No, I changed it. I was going to do a beer that I was going to did before, but then I changed it, and I'm now doing the Brewery's 5 Golden Rings.
I was going to do a beer.
I was going to do a beer that I was going to do before.
So now I'm doing 5 Golden Rings.
All right.
The Olympics. What? I will be drinking the.
What is this?
New...
picture pages with Crazy Dave. He's got scribbled notes for everything he's saying.
I will be trying the New Belgium Loft. So it's not a 5, but it's new.
Oh,
right?
God.
Right. Just like New Albion.
That's
New Belgium. It's a new season. Come on.
Okay, we'll
work
give it to you.
Me here, all right. People. That's all I got.
2 news, 3 fives.
All right. Yeah.
And so, and my beer this week for my tasting flight, I am doing the batch number 5 from Ranger Creek Brewing.
which is a new brewery to the show.
New brewery.
Look at that. Comes together.
Look at that.
Hey, you guys want to start drinking your beer?
I do.
Yes, please.
It's been a really long time, and I really, really need a beer.
This is a fermentation conversation. Yeah.
So talk to us about this new Albion Brewing Ale. Oh, yeah, let's show the bottle here.
Dave, you did all the research.
Oh, somebody stole my bottle opener. We had a party this weekend, and I had a bottle opener in my office, and it's gone now. So, yeah, anyhow, this is a new Albion Brewing
Ale. I would have took your TV instead of a bottle opener. That's just me.
This beer was actually a beer that was made quite a long time ago by this guy named Jack McAuliffe. He was a pioneer in craft brewing and the founder of the new Albion Brewing Company. Well, him and Jim Koch got together, you know, and announced their plans to brew the original ale for the first time in 30 years. So they're bringing this back from the dead. This is a pale ale. And if you go to the Sam Adams website, www.samueladams.com, it has a link for it, and it says that it's a new Albion ale, but it has no information about it at all. So fail on their part, but that's
hopefully
the beer.
They didn't fail with the beer. We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Special
note. Let's hope they made Jack proud.
Oh, wait a minute. No, there's a new website. It's x.co/newalbion. It's on the bottle.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You can scan it. It's got one of those QR codes.
x.co.
Yeah. Oh, so Chris already cracked it and poured it. So
yeah, because I'm tired of waiting and I want to drink some beer.
Wow. I gotta go grab my my bottle opener.
Really?
He always leaves. Like here we are live on YouTube and
well, we ain't waiting.
Just take off.
So
poor. We don't need him.
It's very lager-like.
Oh, very. Yeah, it's like straw.
A lager-like.
Straw, super yellow. Clear. Berry carbonated.
Now, lager, like, you mean like Paul Bunyan?
No. I mean like Coors Light.
Oh,
by the way, Xcode, this website doesn't work either.
I guess it does.
Big surprise.
It does.
So I went to x.co, right? /.
Okay.
So on the nose.
Exactly.
Oh, there it
smells straw-like.
Smells...
Smells like a
beer. It smells kind of like a Pilsner.
Keep in mind, guys, yeah, all right, this is a beer from back in 1976. It's like between, what, 76 and 80?
Right, yeah.
So this is going to be very mild and very pale and
smells
very
like a
subdued
fizzy.
Compared to most of the stuff you guys drink. So.
Well, it smells like a fizzy yellow beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, my head is dissipated, so now it's just a film.
Same here.
And it's got quite a bit like of carbonation here. A lot of carbonation. Oh, look at that.
There's a little bit of honey in there. Just has that kind of straw-like biscuity.
A little bit of orange.
Yeah, a little bit of orange.
Man, I really All wish right. I had another beer to drink here.
Taking a sip, yeah.
This is a really, really light beer.
Yeah.
And it's
nice not bitter at all.
No,
it's
and I expected I expected there to be
more harshness or sharpness.
Yeah, more like metallic. I expected it to be more like a lager.
It's more malty.
Yeah,
more metallic-y lager.
It's yeah, super drinkable. Did we say the ABV comes in at
6%?
That's pretty high for a beer back then.
Yeah, it doesn't taste 6% at all.
No. It drinks like 4.
This does remind me of beers like Olympia or, you know, like the old school canned beers that Grandpa used to drink.
You know, what's funny is
very reminiscent of that.
Does it have at least like a malty kind of, like a grainy kind of maltiness to it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To make it feel like it actually was, you know, like a craft beer as opposed to just another macro brew.
Well, and it's like super carbonated too. Like really like it explodes in your mouth. nothing from you.
Champagne-y?
It's very airy and it totally washes over. You're left with a little bit of that toastiness, a little bit of there is a little bit of a bitterness in there left behind.
Yeah.
And like a slight honey kind of sweetness.
Like it's trying to dry up. You know, I actually had this beer a couple of weeks ago. I was hanging out with some, you know, with some guys, you know, talking about race cars and stuff. And homeboy brought a six pack of this along, and it was great with pizza. And
this is a really good session beer. Like this would be really
totally
good. Like
I had three of them. I think
out at the beach or at the lake, you know, chugging on some of these. Yeah, for sure.
Now, Dave mentioned pizza. What were you guys thinking as far as food goes?
Something greasy. Either pizza or
burgers right off like the grill.
Yeah, big basket of really greasy fries. Something like that.
Something greasy.
Greasy and salty.
Like 4th of July barbecue type food.
There you go.
Not like barbecue, but like grill.
Grill.
Yeah, yeah. I can see a lot of macro beer drinkers digging on this. You know, like this would be something to introduce people to.
Yeah, it's definitely a crossover beer, I think.
Yeah.
It's a good intro beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
For any of the people drinking, you mean like the lighter beers, the Pilsners, you know, some of the bigger breweries?
Right.
That kind of crossover?
Yeah.
Not a crossover to someone who's never drank beer before, but a crossover to someone who drinks beer that doesn't necessarily drink craft beer.
Gotcha.
So, and cool. it's not like Blue Moon or, you know, or some other Hef or something that it's like, oh, this is kind of different. I'm not used to this, you know, like you can put an orange in that. What the hell? You know, but,
what the hell?
You're not supposed to put no dang fruit in a beer. Boy, what's the matter with you?
Now as it's warming up, I'm getting some real, like some floral notes on the nose.
Mine was kind of warm by the time we got around to actually drinking.
Mine's nice and cold.
Yeah, there's some good floral notes and like honeysuckle kind of.
I think this beer needs to be drank ice freaking cold.
Yeah.
Just my thoughts. So, yeah.
I don't know about ice cold, but definitely on the cooler side.
All right. How about some ratings for some other people?
Yeah, you got ratings?
Yeah, Untappd comes in at 3.31 out of 6,560 ratings.
Wow, quite a few people tried this one.
And the Beer Advocate comes in at 77 out of 476 ratings.
Huh.
I wonder why that's such a huge difference. I don't know. Anyhow, and the bros, of course, didn't try this yet.
Oh, come on, bros.
There's a huge difference because there's way more users on Untappd now than there are on Beer Advocate, I guarantee it.
Mm. Yeah, the Beer Advocate drinkers probably aren't drinking this kind of beer.
Well, that's a good point, too.
Thanks, everybody. Cheers.
Thanks.
Cheers.
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 Aces and Ales, premium craft beer bar in Las Vegas, Nevada, with happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. With a wide variety of hard-to-find craft beer on draft and bottle. Special tappings every month. Don't forget to stop by www.beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft coupon. That's right, Aces and Ales, 3740 South Nellis Boulevard, Eastside, Las Vegas, Nevada. All killer, no filler. Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
So, for my beer this week, as I mentioned in the intro, I'm going to try Mayflower Brewing Company's 5th Anniversary Ale. This is from Mayflower Brewing Company out of Plymouth, Massachusetts. And their website is www.mayflowerbrewing.com. The style of this beer is a double IPA, affectionately known on the show as a Deepa.
Deepa.
Deepa, 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 Deepa.
The ABV on this beer is 8.2%, and I have no idea what the IBUs are. But I assume they're probably pretty high considering it's a double IPA and the ABV is 8.2. I didn't get any of the malts, but I did get some of the hops, and they decided to use 5 hops for the 5th year. And they use Cascade, Vanguard, Sirachi, Montuka, and Belma. 2 hops of which I've never heard of before, and I've done 208 shows now.
So is that sriracha like the hot sauce?
No, it's spelled different. It's a sriracha ace, right? It's a Japanese hop.
Yeah.
Oh.
I believe.
Oh, yeah. A Japanese hop.
Yep, a Japanese hop. I'm going to crack it.
Brooklyn does that one ale.
Sriracha ace.
They do a sriracha ace. Yeah.
So here we go.
Clink, clink.
It's, A little beer. Lighter than a golden color. I got a good size head here, probably like a Yeti thumb on the glass here. For those of you who don't know what a Yeti thumb is, it's about two human fingers. Now, I got a white, pretty white fluffy head, kind of soapy bubbles. And on the nose, a little citrusiness, but I'm getting some maltiness too, like some sweet maltiness. Maybe even a little tropical
sweet
fruit.
Maltiness.
It's like some graininess and some tropical fruit. I'm going to wait for the head to dissipate a little bit and I'll take a sip here. But yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of citrus, but it's more of kind of like a floral. And some of the citrus, there might be like a little bit of lemon, but it's almost like it's like a grain, like a musty lemon.
Musty lemon.
Musty lemon, yeah.
Quit waiting. All right, I'll take a sip. Just take the head in your mouth.
Take a sip, yeah.
So weird. The first sip was kind of like orange juice, you know, minus any of the kind of sweetness, but it's almost like a bitter orange, and then like a very cereal kind of grain. It's actually got some smoothness to it that I wasn't expecting. I was expecting it to be kind of more, you know, carbonated and bitter, and it actually has some kind of nice smoothness in the flavor. It surprisingly has an interesting balance between, I mean, there's got to be a whole hell of a lot of malt in this beer to kind of compensate for all these hops. I'm not quite sure what kind of malts, but it's definitely there. It actually has a kind of a bigger body than I would expect for a beer like this. I'm trying to think what else to pick out here, but I'm getting almost just kind of like orange is kind of the predominant flavor, and then some like, you know, like a very kind of grainy, kind of crackery flavor too. This would be a really good beer with food.
What kind of food? Just food.
Just food, yeah.
Like some Cheez-Its?
No.
I think like a good Cheez-Its.
Oreo cookies?
We get kind of like a tropical...
Honey roasted peanuts?
Some kind of tropical marinade with some like grilled chicken, but with kind of like you know, like a fruit.
Like a chicken teriyaki?
No, more like a fruit juice kind of...
Like an orange chicken?
Like a Caribbean style.
Okay. That sounds good.
Jerk chicken.
Something like that. Jerk might be... Yeah, too I think spicy. It could handle that. Because it's not like a super bitter kind of double IPA. It really has a lot of malt character in this. It's not, you know, it's not a big hop bomb for sure, you know.
From the way you're describing it, like jerk chicken would be perfect because you get the kind of citrus notes that you're getting from the
and
orange.
And the spicy and burntness.
I've mentioned it
with
before.
The hops being able to cut through those.
I spent, I would say, about 9 years or so in Florida, and they have what they call the Floribian style food, where there's kind of a, you know, Caribbean influence. And there'll be a lot of like dishes like that with chicken and fish kind of with fruit. Juices, you know, fruit juice marinade or like mango salsas and that type of thing. And I think that kind of food would go really well with a beer like this. Let's see. What do I got here? For ratings, Untappd comes in at 3.66 out of 199. And Beer Advocate users rate this an 85, which is good. And the Brothers Ahlstrom have not tried this 5th anniversary beer from New England. Who would have thunk it? The brothers are from Boston, no?
Yeah.
Yep.
Why are they not?
But they didn't get it for free, stuff? So.
I guess that's what it is. Well, I didn't get it for free either, and I tried it. So check it out if you get a chance. And we'll be back right after this.
Gemini Lounge, a chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes. It's Gemini Lounge.
Everybody, what's up? This is Crazy Dave from Temecula, California, and it's my turn to drink some beer for our season five premiere show.
$5 foot long, Jackson 5.
$5.
Furious 5.
So this is the brewery's 5 golden rings. This is actually a holiday kind of a release that they have. They get this whole series where they're going to go through, like,
five,
I guess, the whole
5 golden rings.
Yeah, they're going to do the whole 12 days of Christmas.
Toby's done this beer on the show.
Yes. Really? Oh, damn it. All right. Well,
yeah, it was for our Christmas.
Christmas episode?
It was for our Christmas episode.
Well, last it must year. Have been our last. It must have been for 2012 because this beer just came out last
year. Yeah.
So, it was last year. Anyhow, these guys are out of Orange County, California. Their website is www.thebrewery.com. It's B-R-U-E-R-Y. This is a golden ale, and it's a hefty one at 11.5%.
Whoa, that's not your average golden ale.
No, and so far, this is the only golden ale in the bunch that they've made. It was also brewed with pineapple juice, cinnamon, allspice, and ginger.
And gold!
It is definitely gold in color. Not a very, very thin head. I mean, there's hardly any head at all on this.
Smoking a pancake?
It's actually pretty opaque. It's kind of like a golden half is what it looks like. It's not transparent, but not totally cloudy.
I think Chris has checked out. I think he's like checking his email and stuff right now.
Well, yeah. What was I supposed to do?
On the nose, I'm totally getting this old, you know, this saisonity stank kind of
saisonity stank.
Saisonity stank.
That's the Haitian. What was it? The Haitian spokesmodel or something?
Yeah,
you mentioned that before.
Saisonity stank.
It's
saisonity stank.
Definitely got that funkiness to it.
Oh, man. There goes all our Haitian listeners. And that was like a big percentage of our listeners right there.
Damn it.
By that, he means a Haitian once went to our website.
Yes.
I actually know a Haitian woman. Her name was Marge.
Oh, it wasn't Saisonny?
Marge. Well, I don't want to say that she had a saison.
Did she?
Stank
did she tell you? Forget it. I'll leave that one alone.
Tell me what. You know, the one thing about Marge though is that she had this really sexy voice because she had the French accent from Haiti and everything. And you'd pick up the phone, and she's like, "Hello, this is Marge." I'm like, "God damn it, Marge! You're giving me a boner. Why are you talking to me like that? You're like 50 years old or something."
Well, like, I just lost mine.
Thanks, Dave, because I had one going there for a while.
Jeez.
Now it's gone.
So anyhow, shout out to Marge. She's one of my friends on Facebook, so check her out, and maybe we can get her to listen to the show one time.
Tell them Marge sent you. Large Marge.
Anyhow, I guess the very question is, do you have her phone number?
Yeah, actually, I think I might. Anyhow, I'm still trying to overcome this cold, so I'm just going to drink it.
1-900 craft beer.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Whoa. Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Really?
There's a lot of flavor in that, like, bam.
Why does Dave always go for the Belgians? He always says he doesn't like them, and then he always ends up doing them on the show.
Well, you know what? You know what? I took one for the team because it was a five.
You've been taking it one for the team for like 6 months now. You must be sore as hell.
I've heard Dave enjoys taking it.
I took it.
Whether it's for the team or anybody else.
So it's just, I see. He's just pawning it off on the team.
This has got a lot of it's like a the pineapple really hits hard on this, but it's not the sweet pineapple like you'd expect. It's kind of like a tangy kind of a pineapple.
And there's the pineapple with the left hook and the right cross.
Wow, it's the Belgianiness is just like bam. I don't know how they call this a golden ale. I mean, this just screams Belgian because it's got
it's a Belgian golden.
Yeah, it's a very, very powerful Belgian. It sucks because I drink this and it makes my head twerk out every time I try it.
Is it like a Van Damme?
It's like I want to drink some more of it. It's like it punches me in the face. I'm like, I gotta get some more.
Come on, it's exactly like Van Damme. No matter how shitty the movie gets, you gotta keep watching. Yeah.
I don't, but see, that's the thing is that this beer is not shitty. I just don't like it. There's a difference, you know?
Okay.
Like, it's like the band Rush, you know, they're not a shitty band, but I just don't like it.
Well, that's your fault.
Okay. I can see that.
God, I hope Charlie isn't listening to this show.
They're a good band. I recognize they're a good band, but you know, it's like, come on, I don't want to sit around with a bunch of other dudes watching this band play for 4 hours. You know, I got better things to do.
Like what?
Like what? Drink beer online?
Seriously.
Damn, I don't know how to explain it, but like it's this weird spicy sweetness kind of thing. You know, I'm still trying to get over the flavors and stuff on this. I mean, it's
not 9 minutes later, I think you should be eating. It's getting late. Supper's getting cold.
I like pork with this. Yeah. A good ham. You know, I think a good roasted ham.
Pork with the blonde.
I'm going to go with that. That's right. Anyhow, it looks like Untappd comes in with this at 3.67 with 4,021 ratings. And the Beer Advocate users are classifying this as an 81, which is good. So anyhow, if you tune in and listen to our last call, I'm sure I'll have more to say about this beer then.
On the belch.
And that's what I got to say about that. Right. Their website again, thebrewery.com.
Yeah. Boss America.
Toby, drink up.
You know, drinking beer and being social is a big part of what we do here at the Beer Coasters Podcast. So we'd invite you to join us at any number of our internet social websites. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, Untappd, Google+, and even Pinterest. That's right. Cheers.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
All right, y'all, this is Toby out west in Las Vegas, and for my beer for season 5 premiere, don't have a 5, but I have a new beer, which is New Belgium.
New,
get it? New? This is Loft from New Belgium, yes. Loft is part of their Folly Pack, which I picked up recently.
Like lofty goal for the Beer Coasters to actually do a 5th season.
Yes, it is. And for some reason, it has a picture of a kite on the label there. So
those kites are very lofty.
Yes, there you go. Lofty. New Belgium Brewing is out of Fort Collins, Colorado, and soon to be Asheville, North Carolina, also. They've been brewing since 1991. Their website is newbelgium.com. This is a Belgian Pale, I believe. At least that's what Beer Advocate is calling it. New Belgium does not have any information on this beer on their website. It's part of their lot, like I said, it's part of their Folly Pack, but they put it in the particular pack that I got. This is considered the classic. It's like a throwback is what they're calling them. So they're bringing back beers of old that they don't, maybe seasonals that they don't brew anymore, and now they're bringing them back for these Folly Packs, and you get four out of the 12-pack. You get four of these throwback beers. The Loft is the throwback one. I'd never had it. I'd never heard of it until I saw it in this Folly Pack. So, yeah, there you go. So, I'm going to crack it. Couldn't get any ingredients, of course, none of that stuff. Comes in
no
at 4.
It is.
4.2% ABV.
4.2?
Yes. Very low.
That's like macro low.
Did you say that's like Marlboro low? Oh, macro low. Wow, this looks just like the New Albion. It has a that golden straw color, very yellow. I got about a solid human finger of head. It's not very carbonated. I only see a few little bubbles creeping up.
I find it funny that you guys don't even flinch when he says solid human finger head. It's just casual.
As opposed to the hollow human fingers, you know.
Oh, right, right. on the nose, it has that kind of dirty, dusty malt. A little bit of
dusty malt.
Like a grassiness. And there's some sort of a sweet kind of floral aroma in the background. But it has that like crackery dustiness. Earthy, like very earthy smelling.
The Folly Pack, that's their spring, right?
Well, I think it's a rotating seasonal. So the Folly comes out every season, and they throw in a few of their year-rounds, and then their seasonal. But now they're doing this throwback thing. So the Loft, I don't know what seasonal this was when it came out. The current seasonal is the... it's not the Blue Paddle. That's another one of their year-rounds. I can't remember what their current spring, or maybe now they're in their summer seasonals, but I believe the Folly changes with every season, and you get two different beers in there. Maybe it's all a bunch of different, you know.
Taking a sip, yeah!
There's that earthy maltiness. It's got a really crisp bite in the initial sip, and then kind of smooths out, and then in the aftertaste, it's got that kind of funky, earthy, floral, toasted, grainy thing happening. There's really no hops to it, and it doesn't really taste very Belgian. But like I said, Beer Advocates, I think, is the one who called this a Belgian pale. Yeah, there's a little bit of a creaminess in the aftertaste, and that's really kind of it. It seems like it would be a decent spring beer, or maybe even something you'd sip in the fall.
So it is. That is part of their spring Folly. So.
Hmm.
Okay. The Sunshine Wheat, and then there was another one. Loft, Sunshine, Ranger. Oh, Blue Paddle, yeah. What's those four? Yeah, this is interesting. It's got a decent malt character. Like I said, it's very earthy and not really very hoppy at all. For a food pairing, I think this would go good with like maybe some bratwurst, and sauerkraut. Something okay. Like that, like maybe a good, like a German dish. It doesn't really taste that German. It doesn't taste like a really, like a German beer, but I could picture this going good with some German dishes, you know, particularly sauerkraut and bratwurst, I think would be nice.
Bratwurst.
Bratwurst.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want the bratwurst.
Cool.
So nice. For ratings, Untappd, yeah, they call it a
They call it a Belgian Blonde Golden. Untappd gives it a 3.2 out of 560 ratings.
The Beer Advocate users rate this an 81, which is good. And the Brothers Ahlstrom, they haven't tried this beer at all. Yeah.
Widow Bitses.
All right, and there it is. That is the Loft from New Belgium Brewing out of Fort Collins, Colorado.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Beer Coasters podcast. And don't forget to support your local brewery, your local beer pubs, your local beer bars, and your local home brewers, etc. Drink local, because local's fresh. Oh!
And now, representing the middle of the country, it's time for Chris to drink some beer and tell us what he thinks.
Yo, Chris.
All right, for my tasting flight this week, this is Chris in Dallas, Texas. I am drinking the Ranger Creek Brewing Pecan Smoked Doppelbock, batch number 5.
Whoa. What? Pecan Smoked Doppelbock. So,
I went with the doubleheader on the theme this week. So not only does mine have 5 in the title, because it's batch number 5, but it's also
new brewery.
New 5.
Oh, damn.
That's right. So this is, as
you're
I said,
slowly
a pecan
making
smoked
your way back up the
Ranger
ranks.
Creek, Chris.
Right. Slowly.
This is a brewery out of San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, they're even local to Chris.
Yep, that's right. Their website, well, not exactly. San Antonio is not exactly local.
Well, it's in Texas, San Antonio.
It's a hell of a lot more local
Isn't
than it is
just
for me.
Local in Texas?
Because, yeah, because Texas is so small.
I think the sickest cows come from Temecula, apparently.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly.
It's all a mess.
Their website is www.drinkrangercreek.com. Didn't have a whole lot of information. The ABV on it, 7.5. Don't know the IBUs. Don't have much in the way of ingredients other than the fact that they used a malt that was smoked by hand at Ranger Creek with Texas pecan wood in their very own Texas malt smoker.
Wow. Whoa.
And then it was lagered for 2 months in their Ranger Creek bourbon barrels.
Wow.
Yeah. So it says that this beer will mellow and age for up to 10 years if stored properly.
In bourbon barrels. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. If stored properly.
Okay.
You know, I've also checked out their website. It looks like they also have a strawberry milk stout.
Ooh.
I think that's an old one, though.
Aww. And you don't want old strawberry milk, let me tell you.
No.
You do not want that.
No.
And
so,
tell you what.
Yeah, I'm going to crack it now.
I'm going to crack it now.
Maybe.
He going to crack it now. Because of Chris, he going to crack it now. He going to crack it now.
Crack it, boy, crack it.
It's wax dipped.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's a little bit harder to get into.
All right, Chris, you win.
Ooh, they have a
Jeez.
Recipe for Ranger Creek Mesquite Smoked Porter Roast.
All right.
Might have to stop by in town.
It has a very it's dark, but it has a very cola-like appearance, very brown, and I mean it looks just like a Coke. The head on it is fairly tight. I got about, I don't know, half a finger of head on the nizos.
Oh, this was what'd you say, the pecan smoked, right?
Yeah. Batch number 5 if you're looking on the site. Oh, so
batch
it's very interesting.
Five.
It's got some
like Mambo number 5.
I didn't. But I'll be going to pick some
you
more
really
up.
Think you can age it for 10 years without drinking it? I know I can't hold on to the beers that long.
Hey.
I mean, they're
Vertical Epic. Vertical Epic. I just got to say Vertical Epic.
Vertical Epic.
I held on for forever.
Well,
although it was almost 10 years cuz I had the 2004.
Well, there. It says here that we'll only brew one batch of each of these small batch series release. As a result, we have a very limited number of bottles, and once they're gone, they will be gone for good. Make sure to grab a couple of bottles so you can drink one and save the others to add to your collection.
I know.
These are in their unique 375 milliliter bottles, and they were commissioned by Russian River. As far as we know, we are the second brewery after them to use the bottles. They're the baby brother version of the 750 mil that they use for La Bestia, a cool, unique baby Belgian model.
Is it okay if I talk about the beer now?
Yeah, sure.
talking about the beer.
You were waiting for me.
I was just feeling dead air, man.
You were just...
Get your beer, boy.
So, right...
Get your beer, boy.
Careful. So, right off the bat, I'm getting some kind of dark fruits. Some very interesting... It's got a very cola nose to it. I don't get a lot of smoke.
Hmm.
Which is surprising. I would expect from a smoked Doppelbock.
Getting any pecans?
No, maybe a little bit of chocolate and a little bit of vanilla from the bourbon barrels.
Taking a sip, yeah.
This is a very interesting beer.
Interesting good, interesting bad, interesting different, interesting like, wow, I never had that happen before.
It's very good. It's got some weird, it's got kind of a, it hits you with different flavors. So at first it tasted kind of like cola and it tasted kind of, and then there was like a nuttiness in there. I guess the pecans.
But it's not brewed pecans, it's just pecan smoke.
No, but it tastes like, maybe it's not a pecan that it tastes like, but there is a nuttiness to it. Yeah, it's pecan wood that it's smoked with.
Okay.
But there is a nuttiness to it. That's almost pecan-like. I get a lot of the same things that I had going on the nose. A little bit of chocolate, a little bit of vanilla. It doesn't taste like a Doppelbock at all, that's for sure. This would be a very hard beer to put into a category.
Is it sweet at all?
Yeah. Yeah, there's sweetness to it, but there's... Like, when I think of a Doppelbock, I think more malty, more... But not like a sweet malt, more of a like a full malt that has
alcohol.
Yeah, and I don't get any of that from this. It's good though. If I was going to pair this with something,
like a food,
like a pulled pork sandwich with like some good barbecue sauce, like some cola barbecue sauce. I get a lot of like Coke.
You're really stuck this. On that soda the trip, huh?
I get a lot of that out of this. Right. So, anyway, it's tasty, though. Yeah, so that's the Ranger Creek Batch Number 5 Pecan Smoked Doppelbock. The Beer Advocate users give this a rating of 87. Nothing from the Allstrom Brothers. Untappd gives it a 3.78 out of 452 ratings. Check them out. DrinkRangerCreek.com. And I'm out.
It's the tweet of the week. Tweet of the week. It's the tweet of the week. Tweet, tweet. Tweet of the week, yeah.
At shit Kevin says, I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I pee approximately every 6 minutes.
So this is the segment of our show where we go through and we talk about people talking about us, basically.
Yep, that's pretty much it.
You talk about so Toby, people Toby, talk about us.
Toby, you got some backwash?
Yeah, this came from our Facebook fan page, Beer Coasters Podcast on
that's
Facebook
right.
There.
We got fans.
This is David Orr. He says, keep them coming, guys. Love your show.
Cool.
So,
sweet.
There you go.
Thanks, David
Thanks
Orr.
Listening. All right. Yeah, so right. Leave us a backwash. Call in, drunk dial us, Facebook us, untap
us,
Twitter
email.
Us, email us, comment on our Facebook.
Go to the website.
Listen to us on iTunes. Give us a shout out there, too.
All right, everybody. Last call.
The first last call of season 5.
Last call.
You're the one that wanted to wrap the show and go to bed.
That was so anticlimactic. Really? Like, I was really expecting something big.
Climatic?
Anticlimactic.
Climactic. There we go. So for our last call segment, this is the port where we give away our pint ratings. The port. Hey, don't make fun of me. We're supposed to be making fun of Dave.
Okey-dokey.
Mike, pint rating.
Yes, boss. All right. So for my pint ratings, I didn't get to have the new Albion Brewing.
That's right.
From Sam Adams, and I couldn't find it. Funny, I know. But I did try the Mayflower Brewing Company's 5th Anniversary Ale, and man, for a double IPA, this is the kind of double IPA that I look for. Something that's got plenty of hops, but it's got a big malt backbone, and that's what double IPAs need. That's what make double IPAs better than IPAs, is a big malt backbone.
Better than what?
Better than regular IPAs.
I know that you're going to need a big backbone to carry that.
Yeah. Yep. So, I'm going to give this one a 4, only because the... So... Yeah, I'm gonna rate this a 4, because I think that this double IPA category runs deep. There's a lot of beers in this category that are really good. So it's hard for me to rate this higher than a 4. Although I would, if I saw this again, I would definitely pick it up and drink it again. So there you go, big malty. Double IPA.
The new Albion Brewing Company. And I'm taking a sip to kind of remind myself what this was. It was just a really light, you know, old style kind of a beer. I mean, it wasn't very pale-y in the sense, because like, I know like a lot of other pales that I'm kind of used to, you know, like the Carl Strauss pale ale, or the, you know, the Stone Pale Ale, or Sierra Nevada's pale ale, or just any pale ale, seem to be a lot more bitter than this. This is more malty and very mellow. I think it's a good intro beer. One thing I don't know if we mentioned it earlier, though, is that this beer, the yeast, was actually preserved from when they originally made it back in 1977. So they're using some really, really old yeast. Wow. With this. It still turned out to be a drinkable beer. You know, not my favorite of styles. Not something I'd probably drink all the time. But it's definitely light and, you know, goes good with, you know, pizza or beer. It's great for poker night or barbecue or whatever. You know, it's better than drinking Bud Light or Coors Light or Miller Light or Budweiser or any other, you know, light beer. So, that being said, I'll give it I'll give it a 2.5, I guess, or a 3. You know, if it's around, I'll drink it. You know, it'll be better than.
Well, what is it? 2.5 or 3?
I'll give it a 3. I'll drink this beer over. Like, if I have a choice between this and a Corona, it'd be pretty tough. So maybe a 3.
All right.
The brewery's 5 Golden Rings, it's a big beer. I mean, there's definitely a lot going on with this. There's a lot of different flavor to it. But man, if you do not like Belgians, do not drink this beer. I mean, this is just, it's Belgian-y Belgianness. That's wow. I mean, it's just bold like that. Let me get a little reminder.
What if you like Austrians?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. There's a lot of tart. Yeah. There's a lot of tartness, like sweet tartness, like, you know, the candy sweet tart. That's got like a lot of that in this, and it's a bit much for me. It's like I'd like to take a sip of it. I don't want to drink it. I just want to take a sip of it and kind of like, you know, like, okay, that's kind of neat, but I don't want any more of that. It's not that good. But I want to try another sip. Like, I keep wanting to try it.
So, I think for that, I'll...
I forget what I gave that, if I liked it or not. But that was on our first of the beer show.
First?
2013.
Man, you should go back and find out, man, because I'm real interested to see what you...
First of the beer, let's see. I gave the brewery 5 Golden Rings a 4.5.
Yeah, you know, and it's definitely interesting. It really is. And like I said, I keep wanting to drink it. I keep wanting to taste it. Like, you know, I keep wanting to like it. You know, it's like a really hot chick that's really f***ing annoying. And you're like, damn it, I want to like this girl. I want to bang her. But fuck, I don't think I can get over her freaking attitude.
Right. So it's an attitude. That's what it is.
Okay.
So what's your rating?
I mean, it's, you know, I'm gonna give this a 3. If it wasn't as interesting and as flavorful and 3? As complex, I think, as it is, I don't think I would be giving it a 3. I'd probably give it a 2 because I really don't like the style of beer. I really don't like it. But this is actually it's really, really interesting. It's a major curiosity for me. But yeah, so that's what I'll give it. I'll give it a 3.
Cool. For awesome. My Toby, ratings on the New Albion Brewing Ale, this is, I mean, I'd like to say that it's a throwback to, you know, beers of the late 70s and early 80s, even though when I was drinking those beers, I was just a young lad, and I don't remember exactly what they tasted like, but it did remind me of, you know, stealing sips from my grandpa, or my grandpa used to have a kegerator in his garage, and he always had, I don't know what he had, if it was like Coors or Olympia or something like that, he had on tap, and he had a little Dixie cup dispenser on the side of the kegerator.
Really?
So he would, yes, he would sit in his garage and he would drink
Dixie cups of beer.
He would drink, no, he would drink out of his big, you know, mug. But then when we'd come up, he'd grab a little Dixie cup and fill it up for us. So we'd have like a little shot glass of beer that we'd sip with Grandpa sitting in the garage. So that's kind of what it reminded me of. It reminded me of not quite a light beer like the macros that we have today, because it was less crisp, and of course it wasn't metallic-y, but it did have that certain whatever malt that they use, or maybe it was the yeast that they had kept for all these years that gave it that old-fashioned, almost like non-metallic-y lager flavor. And it was actually pretty good, but I think I'm just going to stick with like Dave, I'm going to go with a 3, because I don't know if I'll get it again, but it's definitely something that you could bring to a party, and I think a lot of people at the party would enjoy it, because, and they might be fooled. They might drink it and go, oh, wow, I thought this was Coors, you know, or I thought this was whatever, you know, something that they'd had before, but it's not. It's a, you know, it's different. So anyway, 3 pints. Yeah. For the New Belgium Loft, not really a fan of this. It towards the end, it just kind of got this weird, sticky, earthy. It ended up starting to become a little bit more German towards the end, whatever that is. It made it kind of seem a little bit more of a German beer, but. I think they may have used a wheat malt in there, but I think I'm going to go with a 2, because I'm not sure. I seriously doubt I would ever get this again. It's just one of those beers that
just fails.
Yeah, so 2. But it's, I mean, it's drinkable, and it had some interesting flavors, but yeah, I won't return, so 2.
Okay.
All right. Not a good start to season 5 for me, I gotta say.
Die.
Unfortunate. So, for my beers, for the New Albion Ale, I'm kind of in lines with you guys. It was meh. You know, it was good, but it was, you know, nothing special. Same situation. It tastes like... It's what Bud and Miller and Coors want to be.
Yeah.
Right? So if those were actually decent session beers, it would be that beer. So they're not, it's not bad by any means. I'm giving it 3 pints. I think it's a good, sessionable, go-to type of beer.
Okay.
That would be great as something you just kind of keep in your fridge all the time.
Aye.
So, for my other one, the Ranger Creek Small Batch Series number 5, Pecan Smoked Doppelbock. I was actually going to give this a slightly lower rating until Dave's review. And this... What? Well, because he talked about complexity in the beer. And this beer is a very complex beer. I get lots of different things out of it. So I was going to give it 3.5 pints. But I think I'm going to up it to 4. All
right.
It has some very interesting... The Coca-Cola thing, I know I talked about it a lot during the segment, but there's lots of that going on. Mm-hmm. That with a little bit of smoke, with a little bit of nutty sweetness, it was just good. I really liked it. So I'm going to give it 4 pints.
Cool. Okay. The 5 gets a 4.
Mm-hmm. The 5 gets a 4.
Yeah, we got.
Is it weird that we had our 5 show and there isn't
no
a 5
beers? You know, I bet you somebody will give the 5 Golden Rings a 5. You know, I think there are some people that would really love it, but it's so sour. It's like it's like a Belgian sour is what it is. And
speaking of sour, I found the censored from Jester King, the Salt Lick, the sour, smoked, salty beer that I was talking about on last week's show. Mm-hmm. It's still at several places, so I'm going to try and pick up a bottle. It's expensive, so I'm gonna try and pick up some bottles and send them to you guys.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
No promises, but I'm going to try. Yeah, so that's our show. And I know there's more stuff that I'm supposed to talk about.
Shout outs.
Somebody's going to help me with that piece of it.
Wow.
Shout outs. Who do we got for shout outs?
I want to give a shout out to Jake Bag of Donuts.
Bag of Donuts.
Yeah.
He has the most awesome name. Like, obviously it's not real, but it's awesome.
I always thought it was Joe Bag of Donuts.
Well, this guy's Jake Bag of Donuts.
Maybe this is Joe and Jake.
Joe and a Jake.
And I'm going to give a shout out to David Orr for the backwash. Awesome.
Thanks to Beer Coaster Gina. She's stepping up and doing a lot of the legwork to sort of help us grow as a podcast and as a network, hopefully, of shows. Look for more coming soon from the Beer Coasters. As well as
something special.
Am I letting the cat out of the bag here?
What,
Mike? In the fact that this week should be the launch of the new, redesign. Of
go ahead. I mean, you can. I can kind of explain stuff if you want.
If you listen to the show through the podcast and you get just automatic, downloads through whatever podcast aggregator you use, you may not go to the website very often, but I highly recommend that you go to the website, especially now that we have it redesigned.
Well,
it's not up yet, right, though?
Maybe.
And now that surely, piece by piece.
All think it's redesigned. Yes. This is a tremendous undertaking to create essentially what it is, a new website, and bringing things over it's not as simple as I expected it to be. So the new features of the website will be revealed kind of over time.
Piece by piece.
Okay.
So you got to watch the whole season. You can't. You're not going to blow your wad on the first show.
Keep coming
back.
But
we will reveal new features and a new website, and things will be coming in stages for this 5th season. But it will be a bigger, better podcast and website. All right.
Nice. Well, there's shout outs.
I want to throw out there real quick while we're kind of talking about the website. I would invite people to go to, I know it's still kind of our website within our website, but go to coolbeerstuff.com and see what we recommend as cool beer stuff. Stuff you should
buy,
purchase for your friends, yourself, your family, whatever. Things that we think are cool. And, of course, we get a kickback through Amazon for doing that, help support the show, that kind of thing, help pay the bills.
There'll also be some, you know, more future developments with the cool beer stuff as well. Where you'll be able
some even cooler beer stuff.
Hopefully buy stuff directly from us, but we'll talk about that more in some future episodes.
Yeah, you guys can buy my unused beer.
Yeah.
I won't pour it down the sink. I'll cap it in a growler and I'll send it to you.
I'm not going to pair it with the toilet. I'm going to pair it with a listener.
All right.
Last couple of shout outs.
Looks like we have a shout out to Lee Wilde and Luis Andre Ortiz. And
new
of course
Google
our
plusers.
Yeah, and also, you know, style. Don't forget our like, well, I don't know, I got a couple of people that regularly, you know, toast us on Untappd, so give a shout out to Old Eye Anklehead and Chris Reed and Jeff Curtis.
And Jamie Y. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, the Beer nice. Coasters podcast always toasts me, too.
That's good.
Shout out to Beer Coasters podcast.
There you go. Shout out to ourselves. A reminder to all of the listeners out there, this is your show. We're just drinking in it.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Cheers.
BeerCoastersPodcast.com, y'all.
Cheers to another year.
Woo-hoo. Cheers.
Maybe we'll have 5 beer coasters.
Yeah.
Oh, a couple more shout-outs real quick.
Oh.
I want to give a shout-out to Letitia and also Totten Green.
All right, well, Letitia's a girl. All
are
right.
Are these ex-hamster cam girls?
No. Also, Robert H. Kocher and also. So I guess I'm going to have to wait till next time. But anyway, thank you to all my new Twitter followers. It seems like I get a handful of them every week, and I appreciate it. So keep following the Beer Coasters.
Quit waiting. Just take the head in your mouth.
5 Premiere show.
Oh, man. There goes all our Haitian listeners. And that was like a big percentage of our listeners right there.
I'm taking the 5 fingers up the ass for this one. I mean,
that never made it to air.
The purpose was for us not to pay attention to you, not for you not to pay attention to you.
I'm on crack it now. He gon' crack it now. Because of Chris, he gon' crack it now. He gon' crack it now.
The port. Hey, don't make fun of me. We're supposed to be making fun of Dave.